John McColgan, you must be so proud and happy and energised to be announcing shows on Irish soil again.
All of the above. No, it is fantastic to go back. I tried to counsel myself not to get depressed, but eventually, like all of us, were in the lockdown thing. And then when it got longer and longer before we could get back, and I have to be back, is exhilarating, is exciting. And it's really, and it's emotional, and it's really emotional for the audience as well, because they've been starved of entertainment, and particularly if you're a Riverdance fan. And at the number of shows that I attended in the UK, where they're touring at the moment, there was really emotional moments. And when the Riverdance tune kicked in, all the dancers on stage were crying, and audience were crying, and it was a sort of release of emotion and a welcome back. It was fantastic.
You mentioned it was a new show. So what kind of tweaks and changes can people expect?
Yeah, when I said to myself, I must reimagine the show, and you think, oh, what the hell do you do to reimagine it? Because you can't fiddle with it too much, because, you know, if it's not broken, as they say. But I put a lot of time into reimagining the look. We spent a lot of time and effort and creative imagination on the backgrounds. So there's very, very high-tech LED screens like an IMAX. Mm-hmm. And we've got specially created content for all the different numbers that are empathetic with the number itself. And that's a big difference. The lighting is different. The re-recorded, the soundtrack, it's different. It sounds fresh, like a new show. And the one reaction we got when we opened in the Three Arena in Dublin, people were actually staggered at how different it was. And at the same time, it's the same. We didn't want to take anything out of it that people already loved, but it really feels quite different. And people could say, how did you do that with that show? It feels like a new show. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned there that the audiences are hungry for entertainment, which we are. We all are after the year and a half that we've had. But also the performers, you know, for them, it must have been a long lockdown as well.
It was a very long lockdown, and I was so proud of them. We, myself and Pádraig Moyles, kept in touch with them via social media for the whole of the lockdown. And they did a number of things. They did videos from their home place in Seattle, Washington, Sydney, Australia. All over the world, we cut their dancing to a piece of music, and that was great. So we kept them as best we could engaged in projects, and we kept them informed about where we were at and when we were hopefully coming back. So once we announced we were coming back, and all the social media pages, you see, you know, 2 weeks till we're back, 1 week till we're back, 4 days till we're back. So the first show back is the one that's touring the UK, and then we go to Dubai this week, which is a big deal. I don't know if you know what the expo in Dubai is, but there's an expo every so often where, in this case, there are 200 countries presenting different things in different pavilions. But it's huge, it's enormous, and there's 2,000 people working on it. And we were asked by Her Excellency, who is in charge of the whole thing, if we would perform in this very special outdoor arena that seats 9,000, well, seats and stands 9,000 people. So anyway, we've been back and forth with them for about 6 months, and we're doing that, and we open on the 4th of November.
Then Cork next year, very exciting.
Cork next year is very special. We had such a good time in the Marquee in 2015, and this will be our first show back on Irish soil in the Marquee in Cork. And Cork is always special. There's always a special welcome, and there's a special buzz, and the cast love it and the audience love it, so we're really looking forward to it.
And finally, I mean, it's the 25th anniversary in a way, and it's did you ever imagine when it all started to take this 7 minute or whatever it was piece into a full show that it would still be going all of these years later?
No, I knew something magical had happened. At that stage, I'd been a producer director of entertainment shows for 25 years myself, and I'd never seen a response to that 7 minutes. I was in the point that night, and I knew during rehearsals the choreography, the dancing, Bill Whelan's music, Michael Flatley, Gene Butler. It was real theatrical alchemy. Something happened. And the audience that were there were from all over Europe. They didn't know what to expect. Spain, Italy, Germany. And when the dance finished, and you can see this on video, there was 2 seconds of silence and nobody moved. And then as one person, they jumped to their feet in this amazing ovation. So it definitely triggered something. And from that moment, we figured, you know, let's make a show. So we put a show together, which was on stage in the same venue exactly 1 year later.
And still going strong.
Still going strong.
John, thanks for your time this morning. It's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.